Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Proverbs 20, the verses 19 to 30. Proverbs 20, 19 to 30. A gossip betrays a confidence, so avoid anyone who talks too much. If someone curses their father or mother, their lamp will be snuffed out in pitch darkness. An inheritance claimed too soon will not be blessed at the end. Do not say, "I will pay you back for this wrong." Wait for the Lord, and he will avenge you. The Lord detests differing wits, and dishonest scales do not please him. A person's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand their own way? It is a trap to dedicate something rashly and only later to consider one's vows. A wise king winnows out the wicked. He drives the threshing wheel over them. The human spirit is the lamp of the Lord that sheds light on one's inmost being. Love and faithfulness keep a king safe. Through love, his throne is made secure. The glory of young men is their strength, gray hair the splendor of the old. Blows and wounds scrub away evil, and beatings purge the inmost being. My theme for reflection is words, wisdom, and the weight of integrity. Words, wisdom, and the weight of integrity. Have you ever had one of those moments where a casual comment spiraled into something much bigger than you intended? Maybe you shared a harmless observation, and the next thing you know, it's a full-blown office rumor or a family dispute. Words, once spoken, can have a life of their own, like trying to put toothpaste back into the tube. It's impossible. Proverbs 20, 19 to 30 reminds us just how powerful our words can be. Whether they are used for gossip, flattery, or to dishonor those closest to us, words shape relationships and influence lives. As Christians, we are called to steward our words with care, knowing their power to either build up or tear down. The first section of this passage, Proverbs 20:19, warns against gossip and flattery. A talebearer is like a wildfire, spreading secrets and creating division. I remember hearing a story about a village in Eastern Europe where a man spread rumors about another village. Later, he felt remorseful and went to the rabbi to confess. The rabbi told him to take a feather pillow to the top of a hill, cut it open and scatter the feathers. Then the rabbi said, "Now go collect all the feathers." The man replied, "That's impossible." The rabbi nodded, saying, "So it is with your words." Gossip and flattery may seem harmless at first, but their consequences often extend further than we anticipate. This is why Proverbs exhorts us to avoid those who use their lips for deceit. Gossip not only harms others, but also erodes our integrity. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said, "The test of the morality of a society is what it does for its children." In the same way, the test of our character is how we speak about others, especially when they are not present. The second part of this passage, Proverbs 20, 20 to 21, turns our attention to honoring parents and cultivating respect for authority. In today's culture, rebellion can sometimes be celebrated as independence or individuality. But Scripture reminds us that dishonoring parents is a serious matter. Proverbs warns that such behavior leads to a life of obscurity and misery. Consider the story of the prodigal son in Luke 15. A young man demands his inheritance early, a sign of disrespect toward his father, and squanders it in reckless living. Yet the story does not end there. When the son returns, humbled and repentant, the father receives him with open arms. This reminds us of God's grace, but also of the importance of valuing the relationships we so easily take for granted. Finally, Proverbs 20:21 speaks to the dangers of receiving blessings prematurely. An inheritance gained too quickly without the maturity to handle it can lead to ruin. It is like giving a teenager a sports car without teaching them how to drive responsibly. It is a recipe for disaster. True blessings require character and wisdom to steward well. My dear friends, the wisdom of Proverbs invites us to reflect deeply on how we live, offering guidance that is both timeless and transformative. I once heard a story about a young lottery winner who received millions of pounds overnight. Within 5 years, the money was gone and his relationships were in ruins. When asked what happened, he said, "I thought the money would fix my problems, but it just made them worse." Without the maturity to manage the blessing, it became a burden. This is why God often allows us to grow through seasons of waiting and struggle. Like gold refined in fire, our character is shaped in the process, preparing us to handle the blessings He has in store. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are your words building bridges or tearing them down? How can you use your speech to bring life and encouragement to those around you? Number two, in what areas of your life is God calling you to grow in character and patience as you wait for His blessings? Heavenly Father, thank you for the wisdom of your word, which guides us on how we speak, live, and love. Teach us to guard our words, that they may be tools for building up rather than tearing down. Help us to honor those you have placed in our lives, cultivating relationships that reflect your grace and truth. As we wait for your blessings, may we grow in character and maturity, trusting your perfect timing. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.